Planet Earth turns majestically in space. Its darkened surface is slowly illuminated as electric lights come on in clusters around the world. Enormous three-dimensional letters soar out from behind the planet. Universal, 100th anniversary. A Comcast company. Squares of light stream through inky darkness. They're the windows of fast-moving train carriages. The train's taillights recede as it tears off down a dimly lit tunnel. In white letters, RF. Universal Pictures presents... Snow White and the Huntsman. Snow falls over neatly manicured hedges and topiary planted decoratively along the approach to a castle. A woman in a robe walks along the long pathway.
Once upon a time, in deep winter, a queen was admiring the falling snow when she saw a rose blooming in defiance of the cold. Reaching for it, she pricked her finger, and three drops of blood fell.
They form dark crimson patches in the pristine white snow.
And because the red seemed so alive against the white, she thought, if only I had a child as white as snow, lips as red as blood, hair as black as a raven's wings, and all with the strength of that rose.
Sitting up in bed, the queen cradles her newborn baby.
Soon after, a daughter was born to the queen and was named Snow White.
She hands Snow White to her father, King Magnus.
And she was adored throughout the kingdom, as much for her defiant spirit as for her beauty.
Now a young girl, Snow White carries a magpie as she walks through a golden wheat field with a boy. Another magpie flutters by overhead and settles in a tree as workers harvest wheat with scythes. Snow White still holds the magpie in her hands as she and the boy walk through the bustling town. Passing under a blossoming tree, she and the boy enter the castle and find the king and queen in the throne room. A physician is checking the queen's temperature by hand. Seeing Snow White, she bids him to cease and smiles.
We found it in the woods. It's injured, Mother.
Must have broken its wing. Don't worry, it will heal in time.
I'll look after it.
You possess rare beauty, my love. In here. Never lose it. It will serve you well when you become queen.
Large red apples dangle from the blossom tree. The boy, William, balances on a thick tree branch and reaches out for one. Snow White sits on a lower branch.
Careful you don't fall. I'm just getting you an apple. Here you go. Thank you. William!
He bites it.
William!
He scampers off mischievously, dropping the apple on the ground.
The next winter was the harshest in memory. The Snow White's mother passed away. The king was inconsolable. Taking advantage of his grief, a dark and mysterious army appeared and lured him into battle.
Knights on horseback. The king's army. They gallop through the woods on horses clad with armour, the king amongst them. Standard-bearers thunder forth in their midst as they stampede into a smouldering clearing where a faceless army stands waiting in wide formation, black ponytails hanging from the backs of their visored helmets. The king rides at the vanguard in chainmail, armour and crown.
What devil's spawned this army?
Then go back to hell! No prisoners!
They draw their swords, churning up soil as they advance in narrow file. The soldiers of the Dark Army clutch shields and spears, and their standard-bearers hold aloft tattered red flags. Smoke rises from the scorched earth of the battleground as the king leads the charge. The enemy soldiers hold their ground, and many of them are trampled as the riders wade into the fray, cutting men down with their swords. A man falls from his horse. Many now fight on foot. One is run through. The formidable enemy troops fight with swords and maces. The king strikes with his sword, and the recipient of the blow shatters into brittle black shards. Bearded Duke Hammond obliterates a soldier. All around, the mysterious army is reduced to charcoal-like rubble. A fallen knight hacks a soldier's leg off. The king swings his sword. It cuts through a soldier's torso in an explosion of black shards. The king turns a helmet over with his boot.
The Dark Army was defeated. But what would soon come to pass was far darker.
Sire!
The king crosses to Duke Hammond, who stands beside a prison cart.
Prisoner.
The cart is opened. There's a woman inside.
Do you know? You'll come to no harm from me or my men.
She's shackled.
What is your name, my lady?
The beautiful blonde meets his gaze.
Ravenna, sire.
She wears a dirty hooded cape concealing her golden locks.
So enchanted by her beauty was the king that he forgot for the first time his broken heart. And the very next day, she would become his wife.
She's clothed in a wedding dress.
You're so beautiful.
That's kind, child.
Snow White smiles at Ravenna.
Especially when it is said that yours is the face of true beauty in this kingdom. Come.
Ravenna beckons Snow White and sits.
This war must be difficult for you. I too lost my mother when I was a young girl. I can never take your mother's place. Never. But I feel that you and I are bound.
A servant braids Ravenna's tresses.
I feel it there. Your heart.
Snow White beams, but Ravenna's gaze is somewhat cold. Knights in shining armor flank Ravenna as she processes slowly towards the king in her wedding dress. Bishops in robes and tall mitre hats stand behind him. Duke Hammond and young William are at his side. Long rows of the king's subjects look on from tiered galleries on either side of the church. Ravenna looks them over coldly. Snow White follows in an ivory dress. Ravenna's eyes rove in thought. She wears a bejeweled crown and pearl earrings. Wide eyes glaring, she looks back at Snow White as she walks. The king takes Ravenna's hand and she bows. Later, she reclines on the king's bed, her head resting on a plump red velvet pillow. He lies over her, propped up on his hands.
You'll be the ruin of me.
Indeed, my lord.
She stares at the ceiling as King Magnus kisses her neck.
I was ruined by a king like you once.
He continues to kiss her.
I replaced his queen. An old woman.
She arches an eyebrow.
And in time, I too would have been replaced.
Her lip curls.
Men use women. They ruin us, and when they are finished with us, they toss us to their dogs like scraps.
Magnus trembles.
What have you given me?
When a woman stays young and beautiful forever, the world is hers.
She rolls him over and straddles him.
First, I will take your life.
She unsheathes a large dagger and holds it above her head.
And then I'll take your throne.
She plunges it into his chest. A chalice falls from a bedside cabinet, spilling blood-red wine over the stone floor. Magnus lies dead. Ravenna rolls onto her back and gasps in ecstasy. It's night as Ravenna crosses the courtyard in a trailing cape and gold crown. The portcullis rises and an army steals into the castle, quietly dispatching people with crossbows. A blonde man with a pudding basin haircut and short straight fringe approaches Ravenna, and she strokes his cheek affectionately.
Welcome, brother.
My queen.
Troops flood in.
She had tricked her way into the kingdom with a phantom army. She now welcomed a very real one.
Morning. Snow White wakes in bed and sees shadows flit along the floor as people pass hurriedly on the other side of the door. She sits up. Striding along a corridor, she comes to her father's room. The door is open and his body still lies on the bed. Snow White gasps. She turns to see Ravenna and two soldiers. Snow White turns and runs. Ravenna watches unconcerned. A fire now rages in the center of the courtyard as the two factions do battle. William holds a hand out to Snow White from the back of Duke Hammond's steed.
No, get out! No!
She's grabbed. Her snatcher is killed. She's helped onto a knight's horse, but the man is shot dead by a crossbow bolt. Both he and Snow White fall from the saddle, and the portcullis closes, sealing her in.
Father, we must go back! We must!
We've lost her!
No! No! No!
Hammond urges his horse forward, away from the castle, as Snow White is carried off by Ravenna's brother, Finn. Leaping flames dance in a metal brazier as Ravenna paces in her candlelit chamber. Two soldiers carry a large covered item into the room between them. Ravenna watches as they throw off the covering to reveal a shiny round mirror resembling a gong. She nods towards a niche and the soldiers dutifully stand the mirror in it. Eyes down, she walks back and forth impatiently.
Out.
With her back to them.
Out!
The men stoop to collect the leather hammock in which they transported the mirror, then leave with its long poles resting on their shoulders. Ravenna broods as she continues to pace before the mirror.
Mirror, mirror. On the wall.
She walks from side to side.
Who's the fairest of them all?
Ravenna is reflected in the bronze-coloured surface of the metal mirror. She wears her tumbling locks down about her shoulders. The mirror's surface appears to melt. Pouring forth from the niche, it runs down a series of shallow stone steps into the chamber and pools on the floor. The mercurial liquid rises as if possessed to take the form of a faceless figure resembling a man covered by a sheet. The mirror man stands before her.
It is you, my queen. Yet another kingdom falls to your glory. Is there no end to your power and beauty?
Her eyes glisten as she stares at her reflection. The apple William dropped rots as the grass around it dies.
So poisonous was the reign of Ravenna that nature turned on itself and people turned on each other. The land died, and with it, hope. And all that time, she kept Snow White imprisoned, high up in the North Tower.
Snow White is now a beautiful young woman, her lips as red as blood, her hair as black as a raven's wings. She gazes up at sunlight through a high, narrow window. She strikes a flint and steel over dried straw, and the kindling catches light. Cupping it in her hands, she blows on it. Smoke rushes from the kindling as the flames take hold. She sets it down on a mound of straw in a fireplace. She blows and the fire burns brightly. Her skin is dirty and her black hair lank. She picks up two small figures made of twigs and holds them to her chest as she rises on her knees. She closes her eyes. She looks down at the crude figures and sits back with her legs curled beneath her. Hearing something, she stands up. A guard flings another young woman into the cell opposite and locks the door. Snow White peers out through the metal latticework of her cell door.
Hello.
The corridor is now empty.
Hello.
The girl's face appears and stares out timidly through the grill.
What is your name?
I am Greta.
What happened to you?
All the girls in our village were taken.
I was trying to reach Duke Hammond's castle when I was caught.
Duke Hammond? Is he alive? Does he still fight in my father's name?
You're the king's daughter. The night the king died, we were told all in the castle were slain.
William, is the Duke's son still alive?
I don't know, Princess. What will they do to me?
Snow White looks away. Ravenna wears metal talons on her thumb and index finger. On the table is a platter of dead birds. She spears one's bloody innards with a talon and raises them slowly to her mouth. Gazing off in thought, she chews. Her brother stands by the tall windows. Behind her, a bath of milk is filled by two fountains sculpted to resemble griffins. Outside, skinny peasants clamour for milk, spilling from the mouth of a high gargoyle. A fight breaks out.
Do you remember when we were children begging for scraps like those wretches?
Yes, sister.
Am I not kinder?
She gives him a dead-eyed stare. In her robe and tall, jagged crown, she climbs steps to the side of the deep stone bath. Candles flicker as she unclasps the robe and lets it fall behind her, exposing the supple, unblemished skin of her back. Her brother watches with a frown as she descends into the bath of milk and slowly submerges. Her face vanishes, then breaks surface again, and she rises, coated entirely in milk, rendered pristine white from head to toe. Clean and dressed, Ravenna sits languidly on her throne.
These two were captured leading an ambush on one of our supply trains.
Of the two men kneeling before her, one, Ian, is young and rugged, the other, Thomas, is craggy-faced and white-haired. Ravenna rises and looks at him.
Your son?
He nods.
Handsome.
She lifts the young man's chin with her talon.
Obviously a debt owed to your mother. There was a time I would have lost my heart to a face like yours. And you, no doubt, would have broken it.
Here, no!
He grabs the soldier's knife and stabs her in the stomach. Bent double, she grasps the knife's handle and pulls the blade from her stomach. The soldiers remain calm. One holds a sword by Ian's neck. Not a drop of her blood has been spilled. Ravenna tosses the knife aside.
You would kill your queen.
She drags him to his feet.
Such courage. Such beauty. But how strong is your heart?
She presses firmly against his chest with her metal talons. He looks her in the eye.
No. My son.
Ian trembles as Ravenna pushes still harder. Her lip curls as if she's drawing out his life force.
Son!
She gasps ecstatically, then withdraws her hand. Ian falls to the floor.
Leave him.
Finn has a dagger to Thomas's throat.
Let him return to the Duke and speak of the generosity of his queen.
Out. Out!
Finn supports Ravenna as she staggers up steps through a door behind the throne. Waves crash against the rocky coast beneath the castle. Silhouetted, it stands dark and formidable atop the cliffs of a peninsula. Inside, Ravenna stares at her reflection in the mirror. She sees a wrinkle beneath her right eye and anxiously draws a breath. Her brother's reflection appears beside hers, and he lays a comforting hand on her. He rests his head on her shoulder, and they gaze into the mirror.
Magic comes at a lofty price.
And the expense grows.
You look...
old.
Tired.
She closes her eyes.
My power.
She looks at him.
Fades.
Finn kisses her neck.
I have something for what ails you.
Suddenly intrigued, she cocks her head and her eyes flit from side to side. She looks over her shoulder to see young Greta. Terrified, Greta stands trembling. Tall flames flutter from a grate in the middle of the chamber. Ravenna steps forward, her eyes snake-like as she draws closer to her youthful prey. Grasping Greta's neck, she lifts her off the ground. Ravenna opens her mouth wide, and vapor pours from Greta's mouth into hers. As it does so, Greta quickly ages. Spider-like veins appear on her ashen face, and her hair turns grey. Ravenna drops her on the floor and lets out a satisfied sigh. Her healthy glow returns, and her wrinkles vanish. Greta is flung back into her cell. Snow White watches from hers. The guard walks away.
Greta? Greta?
No face appears at the grill. Ravenna and the Mirror Man.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who is fairest of them all?
My queen, on this day, one has come of age, fairer even than you. She is the reason your powers wane.
Who is it?
Snow White.
Snow White? She is my undoing?
Finn peers in but sees no mirror man.
I should have killed her when she was a child.
Be warned. Her innocence and purity is all that can destroy you. But she is also your salvation, Queen. Take her heart in your hand, and you shall never again need to consume youth. You shall never again weaken or age.
Immortality. Immortality. Forever.
Finn retreats into the shadows.
Finn!
He shows himself.
Brother, bring me the king's daughter.
He nods and goes immediately from the room. A magpie lands in the narrow window of Snow White's cell. She gazes up at the bird, which turns its tail towards her and looks out from its makeshift perch. She reaches out for it, but the magpie hops onto a large nail jutting out from the masonry beyond the window. Snow White peers out. The bird takes flight with another bird. Seeing the nail, she takes hold of it and pulls with all her might. The nail comes free. She withdraws her arm and gazes down at the thick nail. Hearing something, she looks round sharply and hops down from beside the window. Anxious, she darts to the bed and lies down, concealing the nail beneath the mattress. She pretends to be asleep as Finn approaches the door and looks in. Opening the door, Finn starts slowly across the cell. Snow White opens her eyes and turns to face him.
Did I wake you?
She shakes her head and tries to smile. Finn's leather boots creak as he sits down on the bed. He looks down at her.
Are you always awake when I watch you?
He slowly slides his hand up the front of her bodice. She sneers.
You've never come in before.
My sister won't allow it. Wants you all to herself.
I'm afraid of her.
He furrows his brow.
And not of me.
He leans over and strokes her cheek.
Finn, princess.
His hand wanders to her bosom.
You'll never again be locked in this cell.
What does she want from me?
You beating heart.
She slashes his face with the nail and bolts from the cell. A cut runs down through his left eye. She locks him in the cell and he gropes helplessly at her through the grill.
Get me out of here! No!
Greta.
Aged Greta peers out from her cell.
Get me out of here! No!
Go!
Snow White runs frantically down a narrow corridor. Turning a corner, she steps out into bright sunlight and flinches. Her eyes narrowed, she sprints along a balcony over the busy courtyard. Enraged, Finn strides through the winding corridors of the tower, flanked by two soldiers. Snow White emerges through a door and a soldier spots her. She runs and spear-toting soldiers give chase.
Catch her!
She hares out into the busy, filthy yard where Thomas leads a mule with Ian's body draped across its back. Two magpies swoop down. The birds lead her eye towards a drain hole in the side of the castle wall. As the soldiers draw near, she runs. Dropping down onto her back, she slides through the hole, rapidly descends a chute and splashes down in an underground sewage system. Thomas takes note and keeps moving. Black knights surround the drain. Snow White wades through a tunnel and reaches its end, an outlet set high in the craggy cliffs. Beneath a plunging drop, great waves crash and foam on the rocks. Smoothing back her sodden hair, She climbs out onto a ledge and steels herself. Gulls wheel over the leaden waves. She jumps, a dress trailing behind her as she plummets.
Bring her back to me!
Finn stomps across the courtyard and watches as a deputation of 10 or so knights gallops out through the castle gates. As the portcullis lowers, he looks back at the castle, a long slash mark running from forehead to cheek over his left eye. Snow White surfaces and clings to a rock. She looks up and sees the two magpies land on dry rocks nearby. They take flight again, demonstrating a clear path through the jagged rocks. Snow White follows them, clambering through a sea-worn tunnel to a sandy cove, where a white horse rests on the ground as if waiting for her. The birds land beside it. Gingerly, Snow White approaches the horse and kneels down. She gently strokes its neck and straddles it. The powerful steed rises to its feet and, clutching its mane, she rides it along the beach. The castle stands on a high cliff overlooking the mercurial ocean. The land all around is but barren mudflats. Snow White rides into a village of thatched gabled houses constructed amidst the grim landscape. Villagers come out into the muddy streets and stare menacingly at her. Their eyes are sunken, their faces pale. Urging her horse on, she hurries out through an archway marking the village's perimeter. Clad in black armor, Ravenna's black knights stampede through the streets in pursuit. Their ponytails hang from the backs of their helmets. A dirt track winds over flat grassland between bare, wiry trees. Snow White's horse tears along it, followed by the knights. Entering a forest, she tears through the densely packed trees. She looks back over her shoulder. The knights are gaining on her, swords at their sides, their horses clad in armor. The black knights cut menacing figures as they thunder through the forest. Snow White bolts out across an open tract of land beneath a yawning silver sky. Her long black hair flows ragged in the wind. Mist shrouds the fringes of another wood, which she enters in haste. The light is brooding, and forbidding swamplands block her passage. The horse tries to halt, but she spurs it on into a bog and is thrown from its back as it plunges into the mire. Landing on the other side, she looks back at her stranded steed. Spattered with mud, the horse rears up. She reaches out desperately and strokes its cheeks. The silhouettes of the black knights appear through the spectral fog. Snow White reaches out in vain, but there are no reins to take hold of. As the knights amass on the other side of the bog, she's forced to turn tail and run. The knights' horses get stuck in the mud, and they retreat in a panic. Snow White fights her way through spindly branches and finds herself in an eerie forest. She looks around. Above her, gnarled and twisted trees seem to bow, as if reaching down towards her. She turns sharply and bunches her skirt in her hands as she runs. Stumbling, she falls to the ground, causing a furry black fungus to expel a noxious black cloud. She staggers to her feet and sways woozily, then falls to her hands and knees. Dead birds putrefy in the dirt. Maggots squirm amidst the lifeless husk of a dead pied woodpecker. Snow White scrambles to her feet but finds herself weak. She holds her arms out limply to steady herself, but quickly falls and finds herself crawling on all fours. Dark, ambiguous shapes loom threateningly all around her. Huge beetles scuttle in great waves across the forest floor and traverse her hands as she crawls determinedly, her eyes beginning to glaze. Carnivorous black plants ooze thick, viscous oil. She looks up in horror, hallucinating, a robed Grim Reaper-like figure standing over her. She turns on her heel and the bare tree branches grope at her as she runs. Alien figures peer at her from the fog and black oil oozes from the trees. A giant bat spreads its leathery wings and the fungi issue another toxic cloud. A cauldron of bats attacks her and she claws at them, waving her arms about in the empty air. The enormous bat beats its wings and she falls to the floor where she finally loses consciousness. She lies curled in a ball. From above, the fractal trees resemble the bronchi of a blackened lung. Ravenna and Finn.
How is it that an innocent young girl makes a fool of my brother?
Finn looks chastened and upset.
Armed only with a nail.
Ravenna's eyes are ablaze.
If she'd had a sword, she'd have taken my kingdom.
She glares.
Bring me the king's daughter, and you let her slip right through your tiny little fingers. Oh, you swore that you would protect me! You swore!
She paces angrily.
Now there's no one I can trust. No one. There's no loyalty. No loyalty. None! Not even from you! Where is she?
She was chased into the dark forest where the men lost her.
She's no good to me in the dark forest. Lost! I need her heart! You failed me, Finn!
Have I not given all to you?
Having been beaten to the floor by Ravenna, he now lies indignant at her feet. Ravenna stoops down calmly.
Have I not given you all?
He holds back tears.
Yes, sister.
She cocks her head. She tenderly touches his cheek, causing the wound to heal instantly.
Quiet. I have no powers in the dark forest. You have to find me someone. Someone who knows it.
She stares.
Someone who can hunt her.
A man is thrown headfirst through the wooden wall of a tavern. He lands in the mud.
Throw me money from my pocket! Money for the girl!
Well, you know, I seem to have drunk it all, but you're welcome to it when it comes out again.
The muddied man swigs from a tankard and swings at his assailant, who dodges and wallops him in the chest.
Gone too far! I want my money!
Here it is!
The drunken, straggly-haired debtor smashes a bottle against his burly creditor's head and is promptly bounced off a wall. He gets up again, and the big fella kicks him in the backside. The drunk swings for him, but the man dodges, and the drunk clobbers a horse on its rear. He looks worried. The horse kicks him in the chest with its powerful hind legs, and he's knocked onto his back in the mud. The laughing face of his burly assailant drifts out of focus as he passes out. The drunk wakes in a trough of filthy water and comes spluttering to the surface to find himself surrounded by Finn and four soldiers.
The Queen demands your presence.
Can't you see him having a bath?
He's yanked to his feet. At the castle, Finn whispers to Ravenna.
Hey.
The straggly-haired drunkard from the tavern is bundled into the throne room by two soldiers. He's bearded and ruggedly handsome.
My brother tells me you are a widower, a drunkard, and one of few who has ventured into the dark forest.
Aye.
One of my prisoners has escaped there.
Oh, and he's dead.
She.
She is certainly dead.
Ravenna and Finn share a look.
Find her. Bring her to me.
Oh, I've been to that forest. I'm not going back.
You will be rewarded handsomely.
What good is gold to me if I'm lying dead with the crows picking at my eyes?
Ravenna glares inscrutably.
Why is she of such value?
That is none of your concern.
I'll determine what concerns me, thank you.
You will do this for me, huntsman!
And if I refuse?
The soldiers each prod him with their spears.
Do me the favor, I beg of you.
To his knees.
A soldier kicks him in the back of the leg and forces him to kneel before the throne.
So you wish to be reunited with your beloved?
Finn holds him at bay.
Do not speak of my wife.
You miss her.
Finn takes the spear away from the huntsman's chest. The huntsman stares up at the queen, who leans forward hypnotically.
What would you give to see her again? You know of my powers. Bring me the girl, and I will bring back your wife.
I
Nothing can bring her back.
I can.
He frowns and Ravenna smiles as she sits back again.
A life. For a life.
Finn smiles knowingly at his sister, then looks at the huntsman whose eyes rove in troubled thought. The huntsman leads Finn and some soldiers into the dark forest.
She can't have gone far.
They come to the bog.
I do exactly as I do.
Bad idea.
Sunlight spears down through the trees, illuminating Snow White, who wakes in the fetal position and quickly gets up. Clear-headed, she looks left and right, then makes haste through the trees. Elsewhere in the forest, the huntsman bends over footprints in the dirt. He lifts his gaze, following where they lead as Finn steps up behind him.
Stay here.
The huntsman starts off alone, clutching an axe. Snow White stares into the fog. Hearing noises, she turns and runs. Growing impatient, Finn nods to his men and they follow him deeper into the forest. Snow White moves briskly through the trees. The huntsman stoops by a footprint and quickens his pace. She ducks under tree limbs and scurries through tangles of dry branches. She comes to an old tree with a thick trunk and ducks down under its exposed roots. She looks out through a curtain of twigs and sees the huntsman approaching. He passes her and disappears from view. She cocks her head to listen. As if from nowhere, the huntsman drags her to her feet.
Come here!
As he looks at her, he is suddenly disarmed by her beauty.
Will you help me? Please, please, the queen's going to kill me.
Sure she is.
She's going to rip out my heart.
Finn approaches.
Quick work.
Hey!
Well done, huntsman. Hand her over.
She struggles impotently.
What do you intend to do with her?
Why do you care?
You want her hanged! Give me what I was promised.
You did your job well. Now keep your word.
He'll kill us both.
Shut up.
He will.
I said shut up!
No, no,
no! I'll keep my word when the queen keeps hers. Where's my wife?
He's going to betray you.
My sister has many powers. She can take life away or sustain it. She can't bring your wife back from the dead, you fool!
I want her back!
The huntsman jabs Finn hard in the throat with the blunt head of his axe. Fending off a soldier, he buries the axe in Finn's ribs and kicks him to the ground. Snow White flees. The huntsman draws two hatchets and uses them to fell a number of the soldiers. Glowering, Finn rises and pulls the axe from his chest. The huntsman flings a hatchet at him, but he deflects it with his sword. The two men trade blows. Finn kicks him to the ground and scans the forest for Snow White. The huntsman springs up and clubs him with the axe handle, then kicks him back into a dried-out ditch filled with the mind-altering black fungi. As he lands with a thud, the fungi release a billowing black cloud, and he lies coughing with his limbs splayed. The huntsman covers his mouth and nose. Finn sits up, and the forest takes on a dark, threatening demeanor. The huntsman retreats into the forest. Finn lifts his hand to see it melting like wax. Rage grips him.
I will find you!
The huntsman claps his hand over Snow White's mouth.
Quiet. You all right?
He removes his hand. Snow White hits him and steals one of his knives.
Hey, what the hell's going on?
Who are you? Why does the queen want you dead?
She wants everyone dead, all of us.
What makes you so damn valuable?
You should know you're the one hunting me.
He withdraws a bloodied hand from inside his jacket.
Forget it.
He picks up his axe.
I'll never get involved in the queen's business. You'll get stupid.
Where are you going?
He looks around.
Getting away from you. Your trouble is what you are.
She runs over to him.
We need to get to the Duke's castle. There's an army there.
Oh, the Duke's army?
winter. Farmers and milkmaids and pitchforks.
I know sheep that have more fight in them.
I'm valuable. That's why you're here, isn't it?
He makes a poultice.
If you return without me, you're dead. If you leave me, I'm dead.
Having treated his chest wound, he turns to face her.
Just for argument's sake, how much reward?
However much is enough.
At least 30 gold pieces, no way.
100.
He furrows his brow.
Help me.
He strides towards her.
Who are you?
Maybe you should have asked the Queen that.
I don't trust you.
I've given you my word.
I still don't trust you.
He frowns and fixes her with a look.
But you have a deal.
He spits in his palm and holds out his hand. Reluctantly, Snow White shakes hands with him and looks up at him gratefully.
Give me that.
He takes his knife back.
Before you lose a finger.
In the courtyard of the Duke's castle, Thomas speaks to Duke Hammond and his knights.
She killed my brave Ian with just the palm of her hand. And then she drew a dagger from her side with no blood. She cannot be killed.
They listen intently.
But there is more. The princess is alive.
The Duke turns to one of his men.
Where is my son?
A convoy of Ravenna's knights processes through a forest on horse-drawn carts. William, now a handsome young man, shoots a flaming arrow from a tree, igniting an explosive ahead of them. The two front horses rear up, throwing each rider from his saddle. A flaming tree topples over one of the carts, and the black knights scatter. Wearing chainmail but not helmets, William's men attack with swords. William leaps down onto a cart and knocks three knights clean off before loosing arrows at the enemy and marching fearlessly into the melee. William ducks under the burning tree and a knight tries to bat his bow aside with a sword. William clobbers him, swiftly dispatches another assailant, then knocks the first unconscious. He shoots an arrow into an advancing knight's chest and pauses for breath. Undefeated, William and his men ride back into the grounds of the Duke's castle. Hammond.
We have word of the princess. Ravenna has kept her all these years.
William furrows his brow.
She lives.
She escaped the castle into the dark forest.
His eyes widen.
I'm going after her. We don't know if she survived.
William!
He turns his horse.
What? You ventured beyond the castle walls again, disobeying my orders. We're all that's left, don't you understand? I cannot afford to lose any more of my men.
I'm going alone.
I will not lose my only son. You don't know the dark forest.
Then I'll find somebody who does. I will not abandon her a second time.
William commands his horse towards the castle gates, and Duke Hammond watches sadly as he goes. Snow White and the huntsman make their way through the dark forest. Snow White ducks under a knobbly, low-hanging branch and finds her passage blocked by branches at waist height. She grips one and looks down, only to find them comprised of slithering snakes. The snakes lunge at her and spit venom. The huntsman marches back and hacks the branch from her path. There are no snakes to be seen.
The forest gains its strength from your weakness.
Turning his back, the huntsman reaches into his jacket and produces a canteen. Unstopping it, he takes a swig.
Do you drink to drown your sorrows or your conscience?
What concern is it of yours why I drink?
I suppose a man's sorrows are his own.
What does a young girl like you know about sorrow?
She shakes her head. He steps over to her and hacks the bottom of her skirt off with his axe. She scowls at him and he smirks.
Don't flatter yourself. Now stay close.
Torrential rain lashes the muddy, ramshackle village as Finn and his remaining men ride through. A human skeleton slumps inside a metal cage hanging from a tree. Blocking their way, William stands beneath the stone archway. He wears his hood up and holds his bow pointing downwards at his waist.
Do you need a bowman?
Finn and his men halt.
I have a bowman.
Finn turns his head.
Kill him.
The bowman shoots an arrow at William, who dodges and shoots him dead.
I said, do you need a bowman?
His hair plastered to the side of his head by the rain, Finn looks perplexed. The huntsman drains the liquor from his canteen as he leads Snow White through the forest. He tosses the empty vessel on the ground.
Yeah, I want to show you something.
He hands her the knife she took from his belt.
Which is your lead foot?
He lunges and she steps back with her left foot.
Now, if someone comes at you, you raise this arm up, and you block and use their strength against them. Now, you're small, so wait until they're close, and you drive it through their heart to the hilt. You understand? Do not hesitate. Now, you look in their eyes and do not pull it out until you see their soul.
He holds her gaze, then looks away sadly. He lets go of her wrist, which he was holding at his side, with the knife poised for a kill.
I couldn't do that.
He lowers his eyes.
You might not have a choice.
The huntsman turns away and walks on. Snow White follows him. Sunken-eyed, Ravenna stands outside wearing a luxurious fur coat. She plucks a small white flower from a tree branch and turns it between her fingers. Crushing it in her palm, she then fans her fingers, and the dusty black remains of the flower scatter on the breeze. She looks skyward. Snow White and the huntsman come to a stone bridge over a shallow river.
Wait.
He gestures for her to stop.
Is this the edge of the dark forest?
Aye.
He draws a machete.
What is it?
The riverbank beneath the bridge is littered with bones, a cart's wooden wheel, two spinal columns. They start carefully over the bridge, and as they do so, something resembling the twisted remnants of an old tree opens an eye.
Control!
It rears up and knocks them both off the bridge with one broad swipe of its arm. Dwarfing them, the enormous troll lumbers towards Snow White. The huntsman helps her up from the riverbank. They hightail it as the muscular beast pounds the riverbed with its fists. They duck behind a tall tree stump, and the troll starts to demolish it with its horns.
Run!
The huntsman scrambles down the riverbank and stands in the ankle-deep water. The troll beats the ground with his mighty fists. The huntsman slashes the troll's thigh and runs between its legs. The ugly creature turns and beats the riverbed furiously. The troll backhands the huntsman and sends him flying. As the mighty beast lifts a fist to strike, Snow White runs up to it and screams. Unclenching its fist, the troll gives her a puzzled look and prowls over and bellows, blowing her over. Her hair is blown back by the creature's breath. She gazes at it without fear, and the huntsman comes too on the ground. He looks over at her as she leans forward and rises to her feet. She wears a look of compassion as she gazes into the creature's eyes. Its chest heaves. Its mouth is filled with fangs. Standing but a few feet from the troll, Snow White looks the creature up and down, and her lip curls in a subtle smile. Sad and a little shamefaced, the troll shuts its eyes and shakes its head as it walks away. Its powerful grey form resembles stones, vines and tree bark. The huntsman staggers to his feet.
I told you to run.
I had you'd be dead.
Mist hangs over a wide river. Snow White and the huntsman wade waist-deep through tall reeds. The huntsman parts the reeds in front of him and gestures for Snow White to stop. Standing in silhouette on boats up ahead are several hooded figures. One aims a bow and arrow.
Only demons or spirits pass through the dark forest. Which are you?
We're fugitives from the Queen.
We mean you no harm.
The veiled woman eyes them. Birds flock above the boats, which carry a number of women, their faces covered by niqab-style veils and headscarves. Snow White and the huntsman travel with Anna, the woman who addressed them. They gaze out from the prow as the boat draws closer to a village built on stilts at the water's edge. The wooden buildings have thatched conical roofs and jetties reach out over the water. A large wooden crane lowers a huge fishing net into the river. The huntsman sees a long line of women, some veiled, some not, staring back from a walkway.
Where are the men?
Anna lowers her eyes.
Gone.
Girls and young women of all ages gaze back from the jetty. They each have scars on their cheeks. Some are but wide-eyed children. Standing now, Anna offers Snow White a hand and helps her up from the boat. A woman hangs fish up on a line. Later, her veil removed, Anna applies a poultice to the huntsman's chest wounds.
You got nothing to drink?
She pats the mulched green substance onto his cuts.
You have travelled far. Carried a great burden.
I've had worse jobs. Anyway, she's not that heavy.
Anna cocks her head and looks at him.
You don't know who she is.
He frowns.
What do you mean? Why, who is she?
Maybe it needs a skirt or a dress or something.
Holding a doll made of twigs, Snow White sits with a young girl nearby.
Your mother wants to see you.
The girl gets up. Smiling softly, Snow White hands her the doll. The girl walks away, and the huntsman shoots Snow White a look.
Why didn't you tell me? Because I'd think it was too difficult a task. You'd be right.
She looks contrite. He holds her gaze.
I didn't trust you.
He looks away.
I'm sorry.
He shakes his head and Snow White stands up. She leans against a wooden post. His shoulder-length hair tied back, the huntsman strolls away along the jetty. Snow White looks down in somber contemplation. Night, a fire smoulders in one of the wooden huts. Behind diaphanous curtains are Anna and Snow White. Anna strokes her sleeping daughter's head. The girl's face bears a long scar.
Our scars protect us. That beauty, we are worthless to the queen. It's a sacrifice we made so we could raise our children in peace while their fathers are at war. And you, your sacrifice will come.
Snow White looks down at the sleeping girl.
You must rest.
The huntsman rises from a chair outside the room. Anna steps out from behind the curtains, leaving Snow White to bed down with the flaxen-haired youngster. The huntsman locks eyes with Anna, then closes the door. The huntsman strides off through tall reeds at the water's edge, and Anna hurries after him.
How can you desert her when you know the truth?
I know the truth. That's why she should be as far away from me as possible. Anything I ever cared about was taken away from me. No, this time, I shall safe her here with you.
Anna looks on with a heavy heart as he turns his back and goes. Dispirited, she heads back to the houses. The night is quiet and still. Snow White lies sleeping, her unblemished complexion as white as alabaster, her full lips a splash of warmest red. Smoke begins to seep into the bedroom, hanging like fog over the child's bed. A flaming arrow comes in through the roof. Snow White bundles young Lily out through the door. Outside, Finn and his men run rampant.
Run!
William rides amongst them, fires rage all around.
Fire! Fire!
Anna takes charge.
Get in the boat! Get in the boat! Lily!
A long-haired rider gallops towards Snow White, but is shot from his horse by an arrow. Clutching his bow, William runs after Snow White, but she, Anna and Lily make haste and a burning structure collapses in his path. He and Snow White stare at each other through the flames, then Snow White runs. William is kicked to the ground by one of Finn's men. As the man comes at him, he fells him with an arrow. The huntsman looks back from the outskirts of the darkened woods to see that the village is on fire. A look of horror creeps over him, and he quickly starts back the way he came. Finn scans about desperately from his horse as women scatter left, right and centre. The huntsman takes stock from the cover of the reeds, then charges towards the fray. A knight slits a woman's throat, others flee from the marauding soldiers. The huntsman hacks down a soldier with his axe. A bearded rider sees a woman trip and fall. Satisfied it isn't Snow White, he turns his horse around. The huntsman kicks in a door. There's no one inside. Baring his teeth, he looks around in vain. Huddled women escape on boats as their village is razed to the ground. Anna lowers Lily into a boat. As Snow White helps others aboard, a burly ogre of a man snatches her up in his arms. He elbows Anna in the face. The huntsman buries an axe in his back.
Come on, let's go!
No! We have to help them!
You will! No! No!
The huntsman takes Snow White by the arm and pulls her along, quickening her pace as they wade into the river. Leaning over her desk, Ravenna sits topless in her chamber, the walls of which are now partially covered by creeping vines. Her bony spine and slatted ribs show conspicuously through her sallow skin. She lifts her head. Her hair is dry and frizzy, and her face has started to show signs of aging. A flashback, invading nights, Ravenna as a child with her mother.
Your beauty is all that can save you, Ravenna. This spell will make your beauty your power and protection.
Ravenna's blood is dripped into a bowl of milk.
My fairest blood, it is done. Here, drink, drink.
Tu ahia alti rankamata alti dermast.
But be warned, by fairest blood, this spell can be undone.
Ravenna is wrenched from her mother's grasp by a king on horseback.
Avengers!
The adult Ravenna sits lost in memories. A tear rolls down her cheek. Day. Snow White and the huntsman trudge out of a shallow, fast-moving river in a densely forested area. A masked figure watches as they climb a steep verge into a clearing. Snow White falls to her knees, and the huntsman flops down to catch his breath.
No. I'm sorry.
They breathe heavily.
Sorry, I didn't...
Rod. You left us. We should never have been there.
She hangs her head and sobs.
Look at me. I'll take you to Duke Almond's, okay? All right. You have my word.
The huntsman is suddenly punched in the face as they're beset by a gang of diminutive thugs in Hessian masks. The huntsman is knocked out cold, and the pair of them are strung up by the ankles in a tree. He comes round again.
This is our lucky day.
Oh, no. Dwarves.
The hedge pig I loathe most in the world lands right in our lap.
Come on, Beeth. Is this how you treat a friend?
Oh, no, 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 you puttock. This is how I treat a friend.
Beeth wallops him.
Oh, she's pretty.
Mm. And who's this, eh? Is an errant apprentice or captive?
This man is helping me.
We should kill them both.
Yeah, he's caused us nothing but trouble.
Skewer him and leave her to rot. I don't like killing girls.
I do.
Good.
Leave her alone, do her.
Got nothing. One silver coin and an empty codpiece.
Sometimes we sit here. What for? Nothing?
We should have stayed by the river. What a waste of time.
Cut us down, Beeth. I have gold I can pay you. It's not here. It's hidden back in the woods.
Shut your ugly mug, huntsman. If you had any pennies, you would have pissed it away on me by now.
Yeah, cut us down, then I'll show you.
Pull the other one, you lying dangler.
Tell them the truth, huntsman. There's no time.
I have to take this girl to Hammond's. She's not safe here.
Oh, well, my little heart bleeds for you. We should chop them up and feed them to the wolves.
Yes. Who is she?
She's worth a lot of gold to me, which I'm happy to share with you stupid little dwarves.
Stop that!
It's worth nothing to any of you if you're all dead. The Queen's men hunt us. They're very close.
Shut up.
You have love for the Queen.
Oh, we have no love for the Queen.
Then you fight against her.
No one fights against the Queen.
We lost everything when the King died.
We fight only for ourselves.
Yes.
My father was King Magnus.
The dwarves look on agog. Bearded Neon sniggers in disbelief.
Mule, does she speak the truth?
Yes, she is of the blood.
The dwarves gawp.
She is destined, Beeth.
A ginger dwarf, Gus, squints at her.
I see an end to the darkness.
Bald on top with wild white hair and a beard, Muir looks heavenward.
Riders!
They found us! If you don't cut us down, we'll all be killed.
I don't like this, B. It smells like trouble.
You'll find your weight in gold if you cut us down now.
Shut up, princess. Queen's riders! And they're coming this way! We'll take care of them, know him.
What?
No, both of us.
Oh, come, Wolfgang God. Let's get the hell out of here.
Gort cuts them loose and they scarper as Finn's horsemen enter the woodland glade. Alden, a swarthy rider with closely cropped hair, leaps from his horse and casts his eyes about suspiciously. The huntsmen, Snow White and the dwarves, go briskly into a cave. The last of their number pulls leafy branches back into place, disguising the cave's entrance. It's Beath. He peers out, then continues into the shadows. Alden squats to pick up a frayed piece of rope. He sniffs it and his eyes widen. Finn and William look on expectantly.
They're close.
He hands the rope to Finn. The dwarves lead Snow White and the huntsmen through a jaw-dropping cavern into which sunlight spills from a high opening. They pass jutting rock formations. They approach the yawning mouth of the cavern, beyond which are the woods. Snow White beams, her eyes agape at the emerald greens of the plants and trees. As they file out, bracken unfurls as if registering their presence. A squirrel stops to study them from a high branch. Cycloptic toadstools blink their strange blue eyes. A fox cocks its head at a swarm of winged green beetles, and a snake coils itself lazily around a branch. The many petals of a flower are revealed to be butterflies as they take flight. Snow White looks around the enchanted forest with a smile as they walk. A mossy old tortoise retreats into its shell, as tiny green plants colonising a log do likewise.
Blasted fairy music.
Yeah, good thing there's plenty of moss about.
Gort plugs his ears with some.
Where are we?
They call it Sanctuary, m'lady. It's the home of the fairies.
A fairy flies by, trailing fairy dust.
Fairies.
The woodland creatures keep a safe distance and look on curiously as the party makes its way through the trees. Bell-shaped fungi hang on vines, as if threaded like trinkets. Their caps curl to expose white gills beneath. Craggy-faced Cole runs ahead, joining Dürr as a lookout.
Clear!
Cole!
Dürr glares, then looks over his shoulder and waves to the others.
Clear!
Cole rolls his eyes.
Set up camp. Gus, Quirt, make the fire.
Got your mug.
Snow White goes slowly to a tree on which countless white butterflies have landed. Enraptured, she reaches out and cracks a broad smile as they flutter around her. Muir gazes off towards nothing in particular. He's blind. Night. They all sit around a fire together. Gus plays the fiddle.
Say loud are you, wayface, something still hear them harpy fairies.
Neon sneers drunkenly, gold goblet in hand. Cole turns to rat-faced Dürr.
Yeah. Did you really have killed her?
Yeah. Of course.
Snow White overhears. She looks a little upset. Cole glances over at her and sips from his goblet. Snow White gets up and strolls past the roaring fire where the huntsman sits eating. He frowns as she goes over to Muir.
That seat's not taken, if that's what you were about to ask.
She sits down beside him on a log.
I want to thank you.
It's only a log. There's no need to thank me.
No, for before. For defending me.
Your father was a good man. The kingdom prospered. Our people prospered.
There were more of you.
Aye.
Yeah. The men you see before you. And many, many more. Went deep into the caves. We were noble gold miners. Because we could see the light in the darkness. Gus, you were just a boy, but you remember when we returned to the surface. There was nothing. The land was blackened. Everything, everyone was gone. It was dead.
That was the month your father died.
I'm very sorry.
As am I, Princess. As am I. Son, play a happy song.
Why spend your leisure, bereft of pleasure, amassing treasure, why scrape and save?
Why look so canny at every penny, you'll take no money within the grave.
Landlords and gentlemen, I know I'm a bit geeky, but would you care for a dance?
I'd be honoured, girls.
She takes Gus's hand and he leads her over to the fire. The huntsman swigs from a leather flask and watches as flame-haired Gus shows Snow White how to dance. She mimics him as he steps back and forth. They each kick out a leg.
I don't trust her and I don't believe her, no matter what Muir says. I feel peculiar. Queer almost.
What? Since when?
I'm tingling all over, but I feel lovely. I feel lovely. Here's your gown.
Gown? What? A bit better.
And my cough.
Yeah.
Gort points.
This is her doing.
Which of you had a drink?
No, it was the mushrooms. Send the log downstream.
He gets up. Beef goes over to the huntsman and leans on a boulder behind him.
Stop fleecing us out of our bevy, huntsman.
What do you say we let bygones be bygones?
No, yet, not hook.
Beef sits down beside him and they lean back against the boulder.
Hog.
Gus puts his arms around Snow White's waist and grins up at her affectionately.
So what's in it for you, Ed?
What are you talking about?
Talking about the girl.
The huntsman looks over at her. Smiling, she glances back at him.
Is it really just the gold?
Monsieur Beef. If I had any sense, I'd have abandoned her long ago.
Muir says she's destined. Question is, huntsman. For what?
The huntsman gazes at her thoughtfully. Morning. Snow White wakes to see two magpies circling above her. Sunlight cascades down through the forest canopy. Snow White sits up and the magpies land on a log nearby. They spread their wings and from each of their bellies comes an impish little fairy. The bald, pointy-eared fairies are nude, androgynous beings. One pats the other on the arm and points at Snow White. He gestures for his green-eyed friend to stand, but the fairy seems bashful. The blue-eyed fairy smiles toothily at Snow White. They gesture for her to follow, then take flight. Watched by the birds and animals in the trees, Snow White gets up and starts after them. A dishevelled-looking Gus wakes and gazes after her. Hopping to his feet, he taps Gort, who wakes in a panic. He winces. A fairy straddles a rabbit like a jockey. Both fairy and rabbit watch as Snow White wanders off. Another fairy clambers down from a tree covered in the one-eyed mushrooms.
Get up.
Gort jabs the huntsman in the ribs with the handle of his pickaxe. Cole nudges Dewar. Waking up, Dewar follows Cole's gaze. A badger looks on as Snow White passes. Muir's son Quirt wakes with a start.
What's that, father?
I know, son, I know. It's him.
Golden light shines through the trees, and Snow White makes her way towards it. The huntsman follows with a wary expression. Snow White makes her way between tall plants and comes to a halt with a gasp. Up ahead stands a tall tree with branches reaching out horizontally at either side. Standing in a calm pool at the foot of the tree is a white stag with broad, branching antlers. The huge mossy-shelled tortoise plods into the glade to watch, a fairy riding on its head. Snow White stops by the water's edge. She starts gingerly across the shallow pool. The huntsman and the dwarves watch from the edge of the clearing. The huntsman makes to walk on.
No, huntsman. No one's ever seen this before.
The white stag stands on thick lily pads. Snow White treads slowly closer, and the stag takes a step forward. The two fairies share a look as Snow White reaches out and gently touches the stag's nose. The stag, or hart, bows its head to Snow White.
White hart bows before the princess, father.
Muir smiles.
He's blessing her.
What are you talking about?
You have eyes, huntsman, but you do not see. You who have been with her the longest. She is life itself. She will heal the land. She is the one.
She gazes deep into the heart's eyes.
Can't you feel it? Are your ailments not gone? Gold or no gold, where she leads, I follow.
Aye.
I'm with you.
Yes, father.
An arrow strikes the heart's left shoulder. A fairy gasps in horror and is hauled away by its companion. The dwarves take cover behind bushes. The tortoise hides in its shell. Alden shoots an arrow at Snow White but misses.
Take him!
Gus, go with her! Gus races after Snow White and the huntsman. The hart rears up on its hind legs and explodes into 1,000 butterflies which flutter skywards in a great cloud.
Stay with me! Do wait for me!
Snow White, Gus and the huntsman sprint through bracken. Dur and Cole squat down behind adjacent boulders.
You first.
I know.
Cole grits his teeth. Alden approaches on foot, clutching a bow and arrow. Cole breaks cover. Cole swings for Alden's legs with an axe, but Alden somersaults over him. Dur and Cole set upon him, and he fends them off with his sword. Snow White and her two protectors run like the wind.
Go! That way! Go! Go!
Finn sees Snow White and Gus break away from the huntsman and sets after them. Alden punches Dur, and Cole buries an axe in his back. Alden backhands Cole, who falls over, wrenching the blade free. The huntsman races up to attack Finn's flanks, but finds the horse riderless. He looks around in confusion to find Finn ready and waiting. Finn strikes him. His head jars back as the staff hits him. Gripping beneath the blade, he swings his axe handle like a club. Finn cracks him in the chest, and he falls to the ground, winded. Snow White looks back over her shoulder as she runs. William takes out a rider in pursuit of her. Galloping up alongside her, he reaches out for her wrist, but she struggles, pulling him from the horse. He sprawls out in pain, and Gus goes to attack.
No, it's me! It's William! It's William!
Finn and the huntsman fight. Finn disarms him. Finn twists the huntsman's arm and jabs him in the face with an elbow before kicking him to the ground.
I admire your fight, huntsman.
Finn leers down at him.
Your wife was the same.
What do you know of my wife? I remember them all.
He pins the huntsman to a tree.
Especially.
And stabs him.
The ones with fight.
The huntsman knocks the bloody blade from Finn's hand.
You just screamed your name. But you weren't there.
He goes for the huntsman's neck with a small pointed knife, but the huntsman holds him at bay. Finn knees him in the groin, then headbutts him to the ground.
Now you can beg her forgiveness in the other world.
The huntsman dives at Finn, impaling him on sharp splinters jutting from a blasted tree stump. Ravenna buckles in pain at the castle, spilling black ink over a map of her kingdom. She falls to the floor and writhes in agony as the huntsman claims her brother's life.
Sister, heal me.
Ravenna's mouth gapes and her skin instantly ages. The huntsman bears down on Finn and she rolls onto her back.
Forgive me, brother.
She grows older as the life slips from him.
I feel...
The life goes from Finn's eyes. His face pales and puckers into that of a wrinkled old man as he sinks back onto the tree stump, dead. The huntsman drops to his knees. Ravenna is sprawled on the castle floor. Alden shoots at Snow White.
Arrow!
Gus throws himself in front of her and the arrow runs him through. William's response is quick and deadly. Alden slumps down dead with an arrow jutting from his chest. Dürer and Coll arrive on the scene just moments too late. Snow White kneels over Gus.
Gus.
Gus looks terrified. She strokes his beard.
Gus, breathe. Gus, breathe.
She breathes with him, slowly and deeply. He looks up into her eyes, and his panic fades.
I won't leave you, miss.
Snow White nods and gazes down at him with a smile. He smiles back fondly. Windswept, William looks on as tears roll down Snow White's cheeks. Gus's eyes are now closed. Snow White closes her eyes and gasps as she sheds a tear. Opening her eyes again, she sits upright by Gus's body. The wind blows her hair, and she cocks her head back to stare up toward the heavens. In the distant valley, tall columns of black smoke twist upward towards the bruised sky.
We used to have pride, and now we just pilfer and drink and dream about when we didn't. Every man here would die for the chance of becoming that man again. So we follow you, Princess, in life and in death, and we shall have our pride again. On Gus's soul, this I swear.
Quirt hands Snow White Gus's sword, and she clutches its blade. Night. They sit around a funeral pyre.
Dark the stars and dark the moon. Hush the night and the morning gloom. Tell the horses and beat on your drum. Gone their master, gone their son. Oceans dark the sky. Hush the whales and the ocean.
Beef throws Gus's fiddle on.
Tell the salt marsh and beat on your drum.
Gus's white ashes rise into a pitch black sky. Day. They trek across moorland.
What brings us together is what pulls us apart.
Rain beats down on them as they trudge up a hill.
Gone, oh brother, gone.
William to Snow White.
I'm sorry I left you.
She looks at him.
You didn't.
If I'd have thought you were alive, I would have come for you.
We were children, William. You're here now.
He smiles sadly and looks at his feet. Snow White turns away, and the huntsman helps her across a babbling brook. His hair straggly and wet, boyish, thin-featured William watches for a moment, then follows. They walk over short grass and heather. Grey rock formations tower over the landscape. They ascend into the snowy mountains. In her darkened chamber, Ravenna stands wearing a long black cape with a sweeping feather collar resembling wings. Ravens circle her in great numbers as she cocks back her head and closes her eyes, her face now wrinkled and old. In the snow-dusted mountain lands, the huntsman sits by a flickering fire. Snow White walks alone among slender birch trees. She hears someone and turns.
William. It's as if nothing's changed here. The world seems beautiful again.
It will be. When you are queen. The people of this kingdom hate Ravenna with every fiber.
I used to hate her. But now I feel only sorrow.
Once people find out you're alive, they'll rise up in your name.
It takes more than a name.
You are your father's daughter, the rightful heir.
They walk together.
If I had a choice, I'd take you far away. Keep you safe by my side. But I have a duty. So do you.
How do I inspire? How will I lead men?
He turns to her.
The way you led me when we were children.
He looks into her eyes.
I followed you everywhere. Ran when you called. I would have done anything for you.
That's not how I remember it.
No.
And we used to fight all the time. And argue.
Snow White gazes fondly at him and strokes his cheek. She closes her eyes and falteringly draws closer, inch by inch. She kisses him tenderly on the lips. Her hands tremble as their lips part. William holds up a blood-red apple. Snow White grabs it playfully and takes a step back.
Remember that trick?
What trick?
Cupping it in her hands. She brings it to her mouth and takes a bite. As she chews, her expression sours and she suddenly retreats in fear. The red apple blackens in her hand and sprouts a furry mold. She drops it in the snow. William watches calmly as she staggers backwards.
You see, child, love always betrays us.
She falls to her knees and clutches her stomach. By the fire, the huntsman stirs from his slumber. He looks towards the woods, then glances left and right. Rising sharply, he rouses a figure sleeping by the fire.
Wake up.
It's William. His likeness looms over Snow White. She writhes on the snowy ground, her arms wrapped around herself. The William she sees before her shakes his head and starts to transform. His face goes deathly pale as a feathery collar sprouts around his neck. William's face is slowly replaced by Ravenna's as she once again takes her true form.
By fairest blood it was done. And only by fairest blood can it be undone.
She leans over her.
You were the only one who could break the spell and destroy me.
Ravenna holds a hand out over Snow White's fear-stricken face.
I'm the only one pure enough to save me. You don't even realize how lucky you are never to know what it is to grow old.
As she raises a dagger, the huntsman and William race up behind her. She turns to face them, and the huntsman swings his axe, but Ravenna explodes into scores of black ravens, which attack with their beaks and talons. The two men fend them off, and they disperse, wheeling upwards into the cold, pale sky. The birds beat their wings as they fly away over craggy mountain peaks.
Oh.
Snow White lies dying. William staggers over to her and kneels in the snow. He cups her cheek. The huntsman fights back tears. William lifts Snow White and cradles her in his arms.
What are you looking at? Do something! You dwarves, healers! Save her! Help her!
The dwarves look on solemnly. Beath and Gort share a look.
No. This cannot be.
William strokes her cheek.
Please.
Snow White looks up at him, then her eyes close and she goes still. Grief-stricken, the huntsman wrestles with his sorrow. William's body is racked by sobs. He kisses her tenderly on the lips. The kiss lingers, then ends. He strokes her cheek with his thumb and clenches his eyes shut as he holds back tears.
Please.
He rests his head against hers.
What do we do, Beef?
What we promised.
Battle-hardened Gort nods. The ravens flock back to the castle and enter via an oculus in a domed rotunda. They land in a heap, splashing down one on top of the other in a font of oil set into the floor. A blackened hand reaches out from it. Dying ravens flap and twitch on the paved floor as Ravenna tries to haul herself out of the oil. She drags herself along the floor, her face a deathly white as she emerges from the viscous black gloop. Her cloak of raven's feathers returns, and she lifts her head to look at the mirror on the wall. Trembling, she reaches out an oily hand. The candles surrounding the mirror flicker. William and the huntsman enter the courtyard of the Duke's castle with the dwarves carrying Snow White on a stretcher close behind. The castle folk gather round in solemn reverence and watch as they file by. Beath casts his eyes about glumly. Quirt walks beside Muir. William is pale and heavy-browed, and the huntsman looks forlorn. Snow White lies on her back on a blanket on the stretcher. The gathered crowds leave a clear path to the castle doors, which open to let them in. Now wearing a modest ivory dress, Snow White lies on a blanket of thick white fur in a spacious chamber. The huntsman sits slumped against a wall, staring at her. He swigs from a flask, rises dolefully, and goes over to the raised platform on which she lies. Candles light the colonnaded chamber.
Here you are. All dressed up like you're about to wake up and give me more grief, am I right?
His face taut with pent-up emotion, he brings the flask to his lips and drinks.
You deserve better.
He tosses the flask to the floor.
I once had a wife, princess. Sarah was her name. When I came back from the wars, I carried with me the stench of death and the anger of the lost. I wasn't worth saving, that's for sure, but she did so anyway. And I loved her so much. I loved her more than anyone or anything, and then I let her out of my sight and she was gone.
He stands at her side.
And I became myself again, a self I never cared for.
Snow White looks peaceful, at rest.
Until you.
He leans over her and strokes her brow.
So you remind me of her.
His eyes glisten.
Her heart, her spirit. But now you two have gone. You both deserve better, and I'm so sorry I failed you. I'm so sorry.
He fondles her hair.
But you'll be a queen in heaven now, and sit among the angels.
Closing his eyes, he kisses her on the lips. He draws back sadly and walks away. As he leaves the chamber, Snow White begins to stir. A tear rolls down her cheek and her eyes open. William and Duke Hammond.
She died for us. For our cause. We cannot just hide behind these walls and watch this land die with her.
Your grief clouds your judgment, my son.
My grief makes me see clearer, father.
The Duke looks at him firmly.
My duty is to protect those people who come to me for help. I will defend them to the last drop of my blood. But I will not abandon these walls.
Having strode out into the courtyard, they look around at the people there. It's night, and the dwarves are gathered around a long table in the open air. His breath clouding before his face, Muir turns from the table as if sensing something. Snow White wanders out from the chamber, and the castle folk stare in awe.
The spell is lifted.
William turns to see her and goes quickly towards her, slowing down as he approaches along the cobbles. Snow White looks at him, and slowly descends steps into the courtyard. She takes his hand and looks him fondly in the eye before letting go and strolling over to the Duke. He looks at her calmly.
Death has favored you.
Death favors no man. We must ride like thundering waves under the tattered battle flag of my father.
You must rest.
We have rested long enough.
He lowers his gaze. Snow White steps away from the Duke to address the castle folk, who have gathered in a circle all around her.
Frost to fire to frost.
She thinks, then falters before speaking.
Iron will melt.
She shakes her head.
But it will writhe inside of itself. All these years, all I've known is darkness.
Quirt leads his father to the front of the crowd.
But I have never seen a brighter light than when my eyes just opened. And I know that light burns in all of you!
They listen closely.
Those embers must turn to flame.
Dürr is wrapped.
Iron into sword! I will become your weapon! Forged by the fierce fire that I know is in your hearts!
The huntsman stares in disbelief.
For I have seen what she sees. I know what she knows. I can kill her.
William looks at his father, the Duke.
And I'd rather die today than live another day of this death!
She looks around indignantly.
And who will ride with me? Who will be my brother?
The castle folk thrust their fists in the air and the huntsman smiles. Together with the others, he kneels before the princess. The exhausted bodies of countless peasant women lie scattered around Ravenna's chamber, their faces drained of all youth and vitality. Restored to her full strength and beauty, she stares at her reflection in the mirror. Snow White sits astride a warhorse. Her teeth gritted, she wears a suit of armor but no helmet. The castle drawbridge lowers, and she leads the Duke's army out on horseback. Muir stands inside, listening to the trampling of hooves.
Farewell, Princess.
The white horses are clad with armor, as are the knights who ride them. Torchbearers and standard-bearers are dispersed evenly about the column as they ride two abreast into the night. Morning sun shines down, and still they ride. They cross sweeping grasslands in a snaking convoy. Ravenna walks out onto her ramparts with two of her generals.
Where are they?
Amassed on the cliffs. Their numbers have swollen. They say the king's standard flies again.
Then let them come. Let them break their skulls on these stone walls and bring me my prize.
The Duke's army gathers on the hillside and looks out towards the castle, which stands on a narrow sliver of land bordered by the ocean on three sides. Their flags flutter in the wind as they gaze out at the seemingly impenetrable fortress.
My lord, we only have a few hours before the tide comes in. Not long enough to breach the castle walls.
Is there no other way in?
There is another way.
The dwarves make their way through the sewers.
You're all lads, it's off to work. If he starts whistling, I'll smash his face.
They wade shoulder deep.
Yes, we promised gold, and what do we get? Poo! Hello, as the dwarf race sunk up.
Gort cocks an eyebrow.
That looks like one of mine. Pull this!
His pickaxe. Duer gives Beath a leg up, and he peers out into the castle courtyard from the drain. Knights run left and right, preparing for battle. He drops back down into the slop.
Right. Gatehouse 50 yards to the right, and there's a whole army out there.
Six dwarves against an army.
Col.
I like them knights.
On the hillside.
We must ride now. The portcullis will be open.
The Duke and his son share a nervous look. The huntsman rides up beside Snow White.
So you're back from the dead and instigating the masses?
Her subtle smile flickers and he grins at her.
You look very fetching in mail.
She nods and flares her nostrils. He nods back.
Yeah, we ride!
Yeah. Col and Duer peer out from the drain hole in the wall.
We move as one.
They try to squeeze out through the drain at the same time, but they can't fit.
After you.
Duer scurries out and strikes the back of a knight's legs with his pickaxe. The man falls, and Duer cracks him in the head, laying him out cold. The other dwarves emerge from the sewer, and Duer checks the coast is clear. He gestures for them to come forward.
Go. Go.
They sneak along unnoticed, grouping together behind a horse which they lead alongside them to provide cover. Breaking away from the horse, they steal into the castle. The Duke's army gallops towards Ravenna's castle along a narrow stretch of sandy coastline. They pass between outcrops of rock, maintaining a steady pace as shallow beachcombing waves herald the rising tide. The ocean laps at the horses' ankles as they advance in widening formation. An enormous trebuchet catapult is readied within the castle walls. Two further catapults stand ready on the battlements. The dwarves hide on a stairwell by a doorway. A black knight sidles over, and Duer hacks his Achilles tendons. As the man falls, Duer knocks him out. They rush in and do battle with the two remaining soldiers, quickly dispatching them. Cole sends one crashing through a wooden railing and Deward glares.
Sorry.
Cole scrambles up to an opening and looks down onto the beach.
What's happening, Cole?
They're on the beach!
They storm forward, kicking up seafoam. A black knight sets fire to a projectile in the sling of a catapult. The long arm of the catapult is unleashed and a heavy counterweight twists it upright on its axle, hurling the flaming orb over the castle walls and towards the beach. Projectiles crash down like meteorites. Great clouds of sand are thrown up on impact. An injured horseman teeters in the saddle. More projectiles are flung down, impacting either side of the vanguard. A knight is flung from his horse. The fiery missiles rain down mercilessly, and another knight is toppled from his horse. A line of archers. They loose their arrows, claiming more of the advancing army's lives. More arrows soar, riders are skewered. A man becomes trapped beneath his fallen horse. Snow White and the huntsman ride together unscathed. The dwarves raise the portcullis. Two black knights rush towards the dwarves with their swords drawn. One cuts a rope, causing a weight to plummet and the portcullis to fall. The dwarves dispense with the knights. The Duke's army amasses outside the portcullis to find it closed. With nowhere to turn, they get picked off one by one by archers on the battlements. Neon grabs the rope. Quirt dangles from it too.
It's a massacre down there!
On that rope!
They take the place of the weight.
You must turn back! I gave them my word!
Get on there!
Dewar leaps aboard too and the rope descends, raising the portcullis. Beath helps crank the wheel and William points at the slowly opening gate. Snow White urges her horse forward and the knights ride in through the gate, slashing the throats of those who stand in their way. Men leap from their horses and form a barrier with their shields. The huntsman is on the front line. More riders stream in as a dense wave of black knights crashes against the barrier of shields. Knights hack at each other with their swords. The princess keeps her head low, her eyes darting left and right as she moves forward within a tight huddle. Thick black oil pours down from pipes above the portcullis, drenching many of the Duke's men as they enter on horseback. Ravenna looks down imperiously from a high balcony over the courtyard. Snow White looks up and the women lock eyes. Smiling coldly, Ravenna turns her back and goes inside. The huntsman slays oncoming soldiers as the troops forge forward. An archer shoots a crossbow bolt, spearing one of the Duke's men through the chest. Snow White sees an open archway beyond the burning remnants of a trebuchet. A black knight goes for her, but she cuts him down with her sword. More knights chase her as she hot-foots it through the flames. She's pinned against a wall, but manages to fight the man off and slash the throat of another. As her fellow knights wade in on her behalf, she hightails it into the arched entryway. She finds herself at the bottom of a tower served by a winding staircase. Insidious grey vines cling to the structure in great tangles. She races up the stone steps. The battle rages on in the courtyard. Archers in studded leather armour fell the Duke's men with their arrows. William fights with his fists, the huntsman, his axe, fists and feet. He sees Snow White climb stairs. A knight in shining armour, William follows the armourless huntsman towards the castle. William steals a dead man's quiver and bow and shoots an archer down from a high balcony as he and the huntsman fight their way towards the entrance. Snow White turns a corner and goes cautiously through the castle corridors, which are overgrown with the pernicious vines. The huntsman kicks an assailant down a flight of stone steps. William drives an arrow through another's neck by hand. They fell two other knights simultaneously and enter the castle. Snow White bursts into a spacious chamber and stares fixedly across the room. Ravenna stands beyond an arched doorway atop a flight of stone steps with her back to Snow White. Snow White discards her shield and marches purposefully towards the steps. A tall fire fueled by the font of oil burns in the centre of the vine-covered room. Snow White climbs the steps. Slowly, Ravenna turns to look at Snow White as she approaches. They stand face to face. William and the huntsman lead a gang of knights into the large antechamber. The men gaze across the long room. Ravenna and Snow White are silhouetted beyond the doorway. Ravenna closes her eyes and the ceiling begins to fall down about the knights in sharp black shards. The pieces spear the hard stone floor. The men take shelter under their shields. One of the knights is skewered through the neck. He falls to the floor in agony. Snow White glowers at Ravenna, who wears an icy smile. The broken ceiling shards gather like iron filings around a magnet to form demonic black figures. William swings his sword. He beheads one of the figures, but it quickly regenerates and attacks him. The huntsman shatters one into 1,000 pieces.
Come and avenge your father, who was too weak to raise his sword.
Snow White runs at Ravenna with her sword, but Ravenna casually bats her aside. Snow White rises and tries again. Grabbing the very blade of the sword, Ravenna hurls Snow White down face first, bloodying her mouth. Ravenna's sliced palm heals instantly. She wrenches Snow White's head back by her hair.
Go on. Watch them die.
Ravenna's marauding demons kill knights in quick succession. William is snatched up in a demon's clutches. The huntsman shatters one with a blow from his hefty shield. Knights are impaled on the demon's spiked limbs.
How does it feel? Knowing you were the one who led them to their deaths. You see? We're not that different, are we?
Snow White spits blood.
I'm everything you're not.
She swings her sword at Ravenna, who dodges without even looking as she walks away. Ravenna grips Snow White tightly by the throat. Overpowering her, she relieves Snow White of the sword and tosses it to the floor. She hits Snow White and sends her flying. The huntsman holds back an attacking demon.
You cannot defeat me!
Ravenna stands in the flames.
I've lived too many lives, ravaged the entire kingdoms. I have been given powers that you could not even fathom. I will never stop. Never.
Her skin blisters, but she feels no pain.
I will give this wretched world the queen it deserves.
Snow White reaches for her sword, but Ravenna kicks her onto her back.
Oh, my fairest blood, it is done!
Ravenna plunges her dagger, but Snow White blocks and stabs her in the belly. Ravenna's eyes bulge. The demons crumble into shards. The huntsman shares a look with William. Snow White stares up at Ravenna.
And only by fairest blood is it undone.
Ravenna drops the dagger and hangs her head. She takes hold of the armor around Snow White's wrist and draws the dagger from her heart. Drops of blood fall onto Snow White's scuffed metal breastplate. Snow White's bottom lip trembles. Terror fills Ravenna's eyes, and she pulls away in a frenzy. She scrambles to the niche and props herself up against the ledge supporting the mirror. Her face contorts in horror. And Snow White steps closer. Snow White kneels before her. She looks at Ravenna with an air of sadness and compassion.
You can't have my heart.
The life drains from Ravenna's bloodshot eyes, and she sinks down against the wall. Snow White sheds a tear. Ravenna quickly ages. Lines ravage her face and her sallow skin sags. Her lustrous golden locks are drained of their colour until they're dry and grey. The woman that now lies before Snow White is nothing but an old crone. Snow White steps back and regards her. Snow White lifts her gaze to see her own reflection staring back inscrutably from the mirror on the wall. Sunlight shines down over the castle, and a flower blossoms on a tree in the grounds.
In the name of all that is good and just in this land, I crown you queen.
The robed priest lowers the crown onto Snow White's head as she sits on a throne. Resplendent in a red velvet dress embroidered with gold brocade, she gazes out at the congregation and stands. She holds a slender branch of blossom. The two magpies rest on a perch at her side. Amongst those gazing fondly back at her are Anna and the girls from the village, and Greta looking young and healthy, her long hair restored to a vibrant red. Standing beside his father, the Duke, William smiles. The seven dwarves look on from the front row. Beath stands with his thumbs hooked under his belt.
Hail to the Queen!
Hail to the Queen!
Knights raise their swords in her honour.
Hail to the Queen!
Snow White gazes down the aisle towards doors at the end of the room. His hair tied back and his beard neatly trimmed, the huntsman steps out from behind the other guests and shares a lingering look with the new Queen. Her chest heaves and she smiles. Those present all bow. Snow White looks out over her loyal subjects. The doors of the cathedral swing shut. Black armor shimmers. Directed by Rupert Sanders. Screenplay by Evan Doherty and John Lee Hancock and Hossein Amini. Screenplay by Evan Doherty. A raven beats its wings. Produced by Joe Roth. Produced by Sam Mercer.
I was looking for a breath of life, a little touch of heavenly light.
Executive producers Palak Patel, Gloria Borders. Director of photography Greg Fraser. Production designer Dominic Watkins. Editors Conrad Buff, ACE, Neil Smith. Kristen Stewart, Charlize Theron, Chris Hemsworth, Sam Claflin. A sword crashes through a demon, shattering it into obsidian black shards. Ian McShane, Bob Hoskins, Ray Winston, Nick Frost, Sam Spruill. Toby Jones, Eddie Marson, Johnny Harris, Brian Gleason, Vincent Reagan, Lily Cole. A splash of red silk, glistening black feathers. The yellow and red material of a queen's diamond-studded garment. Music by James Newton Howard. Co-producer Sarah Bradshaw. Costume designer Colleen Atwood. Casting by Lucy Bevan. Visual effects supervisors Cedric Nicholas Troyan, Philip Brennan. A Roth Films production. Unit Production Managers, Sarah Bradshaw, S.L. Mercer. First Assistant Director, Richard Whelan. Second Assistant Director, Samar Pollitt. Cast, Snow White, Kristen Stewart. The Huntsman, Chris Hemsworth. Ravenna, Charlize Theron. William, Sam Claflin. Finn, Sam Spruill. Beef, Ian McShane. Muir, Bob Hoskins. Gort, Ray Winston. Neon, Nick Frost. Dewar, Eddie Marson. Cole, Toby Jones. Quirt, Johnny Harris. Gus, Brian Gleason. Duke Hammond, Vincent Reagan. Snow White's mother, Liberty Ross. King Magnus, Noah Huntley. Mirror Man, Chris Obie. Greta, Lily Cole. Anna, Rachel Sterling. Lily, Hattie Gotobed. Young Snow White, Raffi Cassidy. Young William, Xavier Atkins. Ravenna's mother, Anastasia Hill. Young Ravenna, Izzy Michael Small. Young Finn, Elliot Reeve. Thomas, Mark Wingett. Ian, Jamie Blackley. Brock, Dave Lugino. Percy, Matt Berry. Black Knight General, Greg Hicks. Black Knight, Peter Ferdinando. Guard on duty, Andrew Hawley. Alden, Joey Anser. Duke's Commander, Gregor Truter. Soldier, Tom Mullion. Stunt Coordinator, Horsemaster, Steve Dent. Stunt Coordinator, Fight Coordinator, Ben Cook. Assistant Stunt Coordinator, Rowley Earlham. Additional Horsemaster, Sam Dent. Stunt Department Coordinator, Matthew Sampson. Stunt Riggers, Leonard Woodcock, Stephen Sansom, Richard Kent, Richard Law. Horse Trainers, Eugenio Alonso Yenes, Laszlo Juhas, Hernan Ortiz Redudo. Dwarf Doubles, Cullen Adams, Karen Anderson, Lewis Edwards, Cecily Fay, Craig Garner, Lee Jones, Gemma Lewis, Ed Osmond, Joe Osmond. Dwarf Double Stunt Performers, Tony Christian, Paul Lowe. Stunt Performers, David Anders, Mark Archer, Helen Steinway Bailey, Michael Birch, Dana Chiplin, Jake Cox, Chris Cox, Tom Cox, Ben Dimmock. Levin Doran, Thomas Eraminas, Dan Houston, Bradley Farmer, Pete Ford, Aldonio Freitas. Vladimir Furdick, David Grant, Bobby Holland Hanton, Lyndon Hellowell, Rob Inch, Tolga Keenan. Morris Lee, Mark Maley, Kai Martin, Kim McGarity, Lee Millam, Sean Milne, Rory Mulroe, Ray Nick, Brian Sonny Nichols, Jimmy O'Dea. Bean Peel, Jan Petrina, Andy Pilgrim, Chris Pollard, Dominic Priest, Charlie Ramsey, Curtis Rivers, Florian Robin, Tom Rogers. Mensana Tamaklo, Marcus Shakechef, Matt Sharon, Shane Stein, Ryan Stewart, Tony Van Silver, Pablo Verdejo, Andy Wareham. Marlo Warrington Maitai, Pete White, Martin Wilde, Jade Williams, Donna C. Williams, Leo Woodruff, Ben Wright, Steen Young. Animation Supervisors Joseph Hoback, Roberto Smith, Derek Tanhill. Animation Leads Aaron Deerfield, Kevin Jackson, Martin Jimenez, Projector Nandlaskar. Animators Benjamin Cheong, Mark Y, William Hoag, Sean Janik Jr., Anthony Mecca, Alexander Poe, Abraham Aguilar, Burke Rowan, Rebecca Ruther. Valerie Scheiber, Joshua Slice, Kristin Solid, Nicholas Sinclair, Andrew Tan, Sentil Velan, Amanda Wagner, Robert Wong, John Song. Technical Animation Supervisors, Young Lee, Angelo Stanko, Michael Woodside. Technical Animation Leads, Hitesh Chikate, Joshua Cogswell. Technical Animators, Anand Balasubramanamyam, Manluk Chin, Jessica DeLacy, Philip Duncan, Jerry Thieu, Andrew Jennings, Trevor Sommer. Lighting Supervisor Yogesh Lakhani. Soundtrack on Universal Republic Records. What Will You Do? written by June Tabor, Maddie Pryor. Preab San Ol, traditional. Gone, written and performed by Iona Geeker. Breath of Life, written by Florence Welsh and Isabella Summers, performed by Florence and the Machine, produced by Isabella Summers. Orchestra and choir, arranged by James Newton Howard. Recorded by Sean Murphy, Ben Ralston, Pete Cobbin, mixed by Sam Ockel. Florence and the Machine appears courtesy of Universal Island Records. Presented in association with Dentsu Inc. This motion picture used sustainability strategies to reduce its carbon emissions and environmental impact. Filmed with Panavision cameras and lenses. The logos for Deluxe, Datasat, SDDS, Dolby Digital, MPAA certificate number 47562, IATSE. Copyright 2012 Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios Centennial logo, copyright 2012 Universal Studios. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. ITFC audio description by Sam Clark was voiced by Helen Vasey.